I mean, when it comes to wanting more things, right, which, there's nothing necessarily wrong with wanting more. There's nothing wrong with wanting more of something, you know, necessarily. There's nothing wrong with desiring some extra, more wonderful experiences that open up our life to new things, more human connection. There's nothing wrong with wanting more of that. There's nothing wrong with wanting more experiences of beauty. There's nothing wrong with wanting more love or with wanting more affection. All of those things are awesome things to want more of. But there is something wrong with wanting more of what satisfies our desire to consume. You see, that's when our desire for more becomes something unhelpful. And maybe unhelpful is too soft a word. That's when our desire can actually become evil, even. Can become something destructive when our desire to consume something, to consume stimulants, to consume love, to consume finances, to consume sex, to consume things that satisfy our desires, to desire to have power over another. See, when those things take over, that's when we're in danger. Those are the things that when we desire more of them, we can be assured that we are drifting further and further from the source of our salvation and our beauty. There's nothing wrong with wanting more of something. It's just the something that we want more of. And when we want more of the wrong thing, when we crave more of the wrong thing, when we desire more of the wrong kind of thing, eventually we're going to cross an invisible line and we can never go back. And that's when we realize we are an addict. You see, when our craving, when our desire for more becomes so insatiable that we cannot escape it, so insatiable that we shape our life around it, so all-consuming that we will never question the moral goodness of our life. That's when we've crossed the invisible line. We simply desire more and more. And that can happen with anything. That can happen with more than just chemicals or more than just things that we ingest. That the desire for more, to consume more, to have more, to be titillated more, to be stimulated more, to be satisfied, the desire, the lust for power, to have control over another, all of that swirls together in a tornado of terror that we call addiction. See, we are a culture of addiction. The statistics show just how we are a culture that consumes more and more, whether it be alcohol or the amount of money we spend on Black Friday, or the newest kind of junk electronic consumption that we're all addicted to that has obsolescence built into it so it breaks within 5 years and we desire the next shiny new thing. Our culture teaches us to crave those kinds of things. But here today, we're going to explore what it means to let go. You see, in AA, we call this the 12-step program. We call it getting sober. Of peering deeply within to see where our hearts are malformed such that we are enslaved by the desire of the wrong kind of thing. See, alcoholism is the name for the desire that compels people to drink even when they don't want to, into oblivion even when they don't want to. And that's the one I'm most intimately acquainted with. 9 years in April, though, so friends, it is possible to see the other side. Others are addicted to relationships. Others are addicted to money, addicted to adrenaline. Whatever thing that drives you, whatever thing you find yourself thinking about when your mind is supposed to be at rest, that's your drug. The things that control us, the things that we are addicted to cause us to act out in ways that we wouldn't normally, ways that we might tell ourselves we would never. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" Eve wasn't stupid. She was not ignorant. She knew. She knew the right thing to do. She had the answers. She had all the answers. But when the serpent spoke again, she gave his voice just enough quarter in her mind. And that's all it took. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. I don't know what Eve was addicted to. I mean, she was brand new on this world. But this is what addiction looks like. A voice that comes with a half-truth and a bit more confusion that prevents us from seeing that what we are about to consume or what we are about to do will only bring us to the doorstep of doom. And that's what happened here. As our story goes, an entire species, nay, an entire cosmos, was condemned to suffer the effects of Adam and Eve's inability to resist temptation. You see, getting sober is about learning. It's about learning what triggers you. For me, it was learning what drove me to drink. It was learning what caused the little voice in my head to get a little bit louder and would say, hey, buddy, you deserve this one. Addiction, being addicted, being enslaved and shackled to something looks different for everybody. You know, nobody who looked at me thought I was an alcoholic. My drinking was in secret and I was an expert at keeping it hidden. I'm sure there are many of you out there right now who struggle with something silently, that you're struggling with right now to fight against something that threatens to bring you to your doom. It does not have to be something like alcohol. It doesn't have to be a drug, but there's something out there that you are struggling with that holds you back from really enjoying the sunshine of the Spirit. There are some of you out there right now who are finding yourself unable to ever resist the things that you crave. So let me first say, though, that you're in the right place. You're in a safe space surrounded by a God of love who wants to bring you to the highest of highs, but with your mind as clear as it could be. We serve a God who wants to clear us of any confusion, a God who wants to uncover the holiness that is within us already. We serve a God that wants us to get sober in our body, mind, and soul. Sober in all that that word means for everybody who wants something like it. It's not just about alcohol or a substance. It's about being unshackled from that which holds you down. It's about being unshackled from the thing, the process, the mindset that keeps you enslaved. It's about learning how to stand in your power like Jesus resisting the devil. It's about learning how to simply put up one hand into temptation's chest and to say, "Not today." See, Lent can be a season in which your true self is uncovered. A season during which you can be shaped and formed to look more like Jesus of Nazareth, more than you ever have before. Lent is a season in which you are called to lay down everything that gets in the way of you following in the dust of the man from Nazareth. My friends, in whatever way you need to, it's time to get sober. Amen.